Hello, I'm Zenith Hansford. In today's Global Focus, we're joined in by two young tech innovators, Abdi Ado in Stockholm and Shivat Singh in Sao Paulo. Neither are from Sweden or Brazil. Abdi Ado is from Somalia. He came to Sweden as a refugee and is currently studying development and international cooperation. Shivat Singh is a young entrepreneur in education and media, traveling back home to South Africa after attending the One Young World Annual Summit in Bogota. And this is where you two met, isn't it?
Yes, we were roommates, actually.
There were 1,300 young people representing 195 countries at this summit. One Young World aims to showcase the brightest, innovative young people across the world, help them connect, and enable meetings with a number of influential people. This year, among a number of VIPs, there were Kofi Annan, a former United Nations Secretary General, and Nobel Prize laureate Muhammad Yunus, the founder of a Grameen Bank. Before we talk about the projects you want to set up together, let's talk a bit about what you do. Abdi Ado, you're 25 years old. Along with your friends, all volunteers, you've set up a website, Abaraha, which in Somali means drought, because this year Somalia faced one of its most severe droughts, affecting some 6 million people. In March this year, and in just 7 days, Abaraha was set up and running. Abdi, Abaraha aims to put people in need in contact with those who want to help, the relief responders. It's a live crisis mapping platform, so you can instantly visualize where and what type of aid is needed.
Yes, you know, there was a drought at the beginning of this year in Somalia, and there was a lot of people who was doing fundraising, especially Somali diaspora all over the world. And there was also a lot of international community who come to Somalia to help Somali people. And there was a lot of aid organizations, UN organizations, who wanted to help the people. But there was no coordination. So me and my friends in Sweden, we started a project. We started an app that can help drought-affected people to be connected to the drought respondents. So we created this app to give the voice for the voiceless, to give power to the people in need. So people in need can report online. So whatever need they have, water, food or medicine, they can just tweet or send a message or send a mail to us or fill the form on our website. So people who want to help them can see their contact information and where in Somalia they live.
So people use SMS, they call, they email and use social media, Twitter, Facebook, etc. to communicate their needs and report about the areas affected.
But before we put the information outside, we have a call center in Somalia. So we have to verify the information that we're getting. So we have our own verifying system that allows us to get the right information at the right time. So this is the first time Somalia had a crowdsourcing platform.
Shivat Singh, you're 22 years old now, but you started the learning guide Presto back in 2014 when you were only 19, along with your friend Fuad Kuvadia. Your study guides are available online as books and soon on video. The guides are for math, chemistry, physics and accounting and cost roughly 10 euros each. They are designed for what in South Africa you call matric students, and that's the last year in secondary school. What's different about your guides is that they are put together by students themselves, by South Africa's top matric students.
Yes, so we've assembled the A-team literally. So learners that achieved a high 90% or 100% in that subject which they've written for.
Do you pay the offers?
Yeah, so all our authors get a royalty, obviously a standard author model.
In South Africa, statistics indicate that almost all of its approximately 56 million population can read and write. So, Shivat, why the need for Presto Academy?
Our reason is that we notice that a lot of our friends in university struggle to make the jump from high school to university, obviously due to poor schooling before that. So that's why we wanted to create Presto Academy, to make learning simpler, easier and more memorable by getting students to write the content that's more relatable and understandable for others.
So you two are from Africa and met in Colombia at the One Young World Summit, where you were both delegate speakers. And now you're planning to do things together. Tell us about your love story.
Me and Shivat, we met in Bogota. We didn't know each other before. And I was really interested about what he's doing in South Africa. And I'm planning to do the same thing that he's doing right now in Somalia.
What was it specifically that grabbed your interest?
You know, education is so important in Somalia. And if you look at the last UNESCO report from Somalia, the population is 10 million. So 75% of the population is youth. And 60% of the whole population can't read and write. That's the thing that causes drought and conflicts in Africa, especially in Somalia. So what we need is to educate the young people. If you don't give the opportunity to read and write 60% of the population, that will be a disaster for the future. So in order to save the future and to make this world that we live a better place, we have to educate the next generation.
Shivad, how can your Presto Academy be applied to Somalia?
I'd say the challenges that we face is actually very similar to Somalia. If you look at the statistics in South Africa, it's 12 years ago, 2 million learners entered the grade 1 in South Africa, but with less than half of them completing formal education. And this is due to lack of resources, lack of teachers. So our model of getting students to teach other students and creating it through videos and books, think of it as like a tutor in a book. So we help students that don't have teachers and don't have access. So we provide a world-class education for a minimum cost. That's why I'm also very excited to partner with my good friend.
This kind of gathering you attended in Bogota helped you meet people from other parts of the world and people you might not otherwise connect with. How useful are these networking events? I mean, do they really translate into more concrete endeavors? Shivad Singh.
So a lot of the networking, obviously it happens in the conference, but you'll see that the real networking happens after, like at the parties, at the bars, or when everyone goes to supper. But you really connect as like friends, and then you end up talking about business and how you want to change the world after. But, and it's amazing because we have supper with a Canadian, a Sri Lankan, from all over the world, and everyone is very like-minded. And when we discuss things, we don't talk about people, we just discuss ideas. So it's very exciting, and like I get energized by just talking to all these amazing people.
Were you surprised that there are similar scenarios, though you live in different parts of the world, which are perceived to be very different from each other?
Oh, it was amazing because obviously everyone experiences the same problems just at different scales. But because people are all from different parts of the world, we all come with different ideas and solutions. So it's amazing synergies.
And that can help.
So I'll give you an example. After my talk, I gave a call to action to all my One Young World delegates who would like to scale my program to the rest of the 190 countries. And I got about 20 or 30 people wanting to partner with me now. I just have to respond to their emails. Just I haven't had time.
And Abdi, Ado?
Yeah, there's a good opportunity for you to attend One Young World. Even we come from different countries, with different continents, but still we're dealing the same problem. And we're going to solve the problem in different ways. I met a lot of amazing people. I met that doctor from Nigeria who's working for maternal and child health, and he was amazing. I'm planning to do the same in Somalia. So we both have talked about it, how we can do together and how we can cooperate each other. And we're going now to cooperate each other and create an app that can help child health and maternal health problem in Somalia.
Can you tell us more about the app in Nigeria, how it can apply to Somalia?
The app can help the pregnant woman can follow her child on an app that can show us how many weeks left, what kind of food to eat, and what kind of medicine to take, and what kind of medicine to not take. So it's easily for their own language. So it helps them to not risk the child and the mom. So it gives the opportunity to save the mother and the children. So if there is a statistics that shows how many women die in Somalia, and it's the highest in the world, I think.
You mean in childbirth?
Yeah, childbirth.
So the event in Colombia was really successful for you?
Yeah, it's very successful. Yeah, I met a lot of amazing people as well. And one of those people that I met was the vice president of Facebook. You know, Facebook don't have the safety check in countries like Somalia, and there's terror attack happening every day in Somalia. So I asked them how we can have the safety check in Somalia on Facebook, and we exchanged email each other, and we're planning to do it in Somalia. So that would be an amazing thing if we get that opportunity, because there's a lot of Somali people living outside of the country would like to follow their family and friends back home and to see them checking on Facebook and saying we're safe after the terror attacks.
And in your own case, your whole family is in Somalia. You're alone in Sweden.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the only one who's living in Somalia. So every time a terror attack happening in Somalia, I'm worrying, and the connection on phone to call them, call the family, it's not so easy in Somalia. If all my siblings using on Facebook, so if they could have the chance to check in the Facebook as safe, I wouldn't need to worry about them.
All your projects and endeavors are internet-based. So that means that the people who want to use them need to have access to internet. Yet, access to internet in those parts of the world is prohibitive. It's very expensive. So how do you go about to make a success out of your projects? Shivad?
Because obviously the data cost in South Africa is very high and obviously a lot of people don't have internet, we have physical copies of our study guides. So for those who can't afford it, we provide it books. And then we also have a one-for-one model. So for learners who are in need, we give a guide to them for free for each person that purchases our guide. So that's how we try to solve that problem.
How can entrepreneurs overcome the hurdle of high internet costs?
If you see, there's quite a lot of like internet cafes. There's a company, one of my mentors, Vibuyo Rani, he has a company called Silulu Technologies, which provides people who can't afford like internet at a very, very cheap monthly cost. But the thing is, entrepreneurs aren't aware of things like that. So you have to go out and try to hustle and find a way to decrease their cost for internet.
Abdi Ado?
The internet and the electricity in Somalia is the highest in the world. And all the people in Somalia cannot get the access to the expensive internet. And there's only one dominated company in Somalia that have the internet. If you remember, at the beginning of this year, it was an internet cut in Somalia, and it cost a lot of millions of dollars for the Somali government and people. So we need different companies who are running the business of the internet so people can get cheap internet. There's a lot of people right now, especially entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs from diaspora, who is going to solve the internet and the electricity problem in Somalia. And I hope we will get the solution as soon as possible.
Thank you, Abdi Ado.
Thank you, Zina.
Thank you, Shivad Singh.
Thank you so much, Zina.
And it's goodbye from me, Zina Hansrod.